This week, we have seen two events taking place in Walvis Bay, looking at how to decarbonize global shipping routes. And where better to have this discussion between over 30 African civil servants from ministries of transport and energy, private sector, and financing institutions than in Walvis Bay, Namibia, to discuss the challenges and opportunities of decarbonizing the shipping sector, which is a sector that accounts for 3% of global greenhouse gas emissions. At today's seminar or workshop, we have just looked and listened to concrete examples and projects of decarbonizing the sector. And we are looking at projects that we can support with EU funds to upgrade ports, to decarbonize ports and ships, and to promote safety and security. These are activities we have already started supporting in some countries in Africa, and notably in Namibia, where we are supporting a project partnership between NAMPORT and the Port of Antwerp-Bruges to scale up the port's operations. And today we will also be signing a new contract between the Port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands with NAMPORT in order to upscale and expand the Port of Lüderitz, specifically Angra Point, in order to support Namibia in becoming a green energy hub and transforming its two ports into hubs for the region, for Africa, and as a connector to Europe. All this is taking place against the context of a global debate on decarbonizing the shipping sector, a debate that is steered by the International Maritime Organization, as well, of course, as the discussions in Belém, Brazil, taking place on how we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions to tackle global warming.